He said, I was thinking about that, you know, if you want to knock off the funding there, he said, you know, they get $100 million, of which $15 to $18 million is in direct fees, which is a major portion of their income at MIT. They get from the Defense Department.
Direct fees, well.
And he said, if you want to knock that off, the time to do it is before Elliot gets in there, because he said, once Elliot gets over to defense, I think you're going to have a tough time knocking off MIT. And he said, I think you could get Laird or Rush to take the action now.
Or
and get it done. So, you know, there's one thing.
But listen, will you follow up?
Sure.
You follow up?
Sure.
Or tell Rush. Rush is the one. And Ted Cap, Bob, not you, goddammit.
I know.
Cap and Rush have got to follow up and get that done. See, I think Cap didn't know about that. See, the George Shultz would never tell us.
I think Cap did, and he's. Some of this he's worked on, some of it may already be in the way. They said another thing. So it occurred to me the president might be a little chagrined at our friends in Sweden and their performance. And he said, if he is, this would be a very good time to get the Treasury people over, the customs people, to start delaying some of the Swedish goods coming into the U.S., especially their autos. So their automobile people are highly dependent on the U.S. market, and you could screw him up at customs.
Okay.
I don't know, but I'll let him tell somebody.
All right.
I know, but you know, the guy thinks the right way.
Right.
He's looking at this. How do you tear things up?
That's right.
And all that. Now, that raises the reason you called earlier was the question of whether you had read his memo and whether you wanted to get together, as you said.
No. So, Jesus alone without him present. He understands that I got to see Clemens alone without him present. But he's got, and I think at the right, when you're ready, you ought to spend the time with him. You need, because he will go the way you tell him. You need. He needs the chance to lock the questions at you. I think he has a pretty good understanding of what he's supposed to be doing. And it ought to be when Henry's here too. You ought not to.
It's true.
Henry's got to work with him, and Henry ought to be here, so should be after. face-saving offer, that if we make an offer of an ambassadorship, he will probably turn it down. But we'll give him the chance to have a microphone, and if he takes it, all we do is we lose the spot for 2 years, and he won't do us any harm.
Not in 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And if it's worth the handle of the offer, and when
Mark's a small country, a
small European country, and if he doesn't take it, well, that's
right.
Now, Miller,
yes,
son of a bitch, as they say, is much more in Because